I'm joined by Hannah, Sam, Luke and Brenna, who are all apprentices. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are we all?
Really good, thanks.
Three of you are apprentices of the Cambridge Junction, and one of you is an apprentice at the Cambridge University Museums, correct?
Yep. Correct.
Brilliant. Okay, so we've got, I'll say your name and you just say hello. So we've got Sam.
Hi.
Luke.
Hi there.
Hannah.
Hi.
And Brenna.
Hello.
Okay, so Sam, Luke and Brenna are apprentices of the Cambridge Junction. Now that sounds like quite a fun thing to be. I spend quite a lot of time at the Cambridge Junction for one reason or another, musical events and stuff like that. So one of you want to ask, tell me how long you've been apprentices for and how you got to be an apprentice?
I think about 6 months we've all been apprentices for.
Okay.
I just applied online. I had saw an application, applied for it. I think Brenna had been working there before.
Yeah, right. I've been there almost a year now in total. I was just a casual before.
Okay.
Then same with me. Yeah, I just applied online and managed to get it. Which
so they were looking for apprentices and they put something up online and you applied and you were one of the lucky people to get through. How many apprentices are there in total?
So we got four at Cambridge Junction. So we got three operations and one technical.
Okay. All right. And this is an apprenticeship that lasts for a year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah? Yeah. So you've been doing it for, you say, 6 months?
Yeah.
So you're halfway through. And the event that you're organising on the 2nd of May presumably is part of your apprenticeship. You had to organise an event. Did you part of that? Okay. So what do you do on a day-to-day basis at the Cambridge Junction, each of you?
Well, it varies from each of us, but for me, for example, I'm a technician, so I'll be doing all the kind of light, sound, all that kind of thing.
I think I recognise you.
You might
were
well
you
do.
There on, were you there last Friday night for the fiver night?
I was indeed. I was on the monitors for that
you
night.
You were? Yep. I recognise you. Yes, yeah, some of my bands were playing that night.
All right.
Okay, so your technical side, so you do all the sound stuff and things like that. Okay, what do you do?
Me and Brenna are both ops operations apprentices, so we do sort of front of house.
Okay. Selling tickets and customer services and stuff like that.
Everything. Front of house related.
Okay.
We try and do.
And what was the reason for you getting involved in being an apprentice in the Junction in the first place? Is it that an area that you want to get into when you're older?
Yeah, absolutely. And just Cambridge Junction's the best.
It's a really nice venue, and they've done a lot to change it and sort of update it a bit in the last few months, which is nice. It's looking nice, actually. Lots of nice new signage there. Let's talk to Hannah, because you're an apprentice for the Cambridge University Museums.
Yeah.
So what does that... Well, I guess it sort of does what it says on the tin, really, but...
Yeah, basically, I'm with the University of Cambridge, like, Museum Central Hub at the Fitzwilliam.
Yep.
And then, so I do 2 days a week there, and then 2 days a week I'm at various placements in the different museums.
Okay.
And the other day I'm with these guys at the Cambridge Junction.
Okay, so pretty varied job for you, then.
Very, very varied.
And how long have you been doing that for?
The same 6 months.
Same 6 months, okay. All right, so the event that you're doing is called Junkyard, and it's happening on the 2nd of May. It's an all-day event, is that right? It's happening...
No, it's an evening event.
Oh, it's an evening event, okay, all-evening event. It's happening at the Cambridge Junction across most of the different spaces that are there, so you're getting to do quite a lot of different things. And from reading the website on the Junction, there's lots of different things on, from music and comedy and circus skills and all sorts of things. So how have you come about putting this together? Did you get a brief as to what you had to create?
So it was literally a case of, you know, we were just told that we got to put this event together, so we all kind of brainstormed what we actually liked, what we were kind of passionate about, and then we started piecing it together, and then we came up with the idea of having a music event, which I don't think had been done before, and we were all quite keen into that. And then Sam started looking at all the different artists locally, and we started sending out emails.
Yep.
So you got a blank canvas. You said you got to organise an event. And then you got to decide what you... So in terms of, did they tell you when it was going to be? And
yeah, we got given the 2nd of May, okay. And they bookmarked off every venue for us.
And how long have you been working on this for?
Not very long, actually.
We've known about it for a lot longer than we've been working on it. Probably since about mid-February, sort of late February.
Okay, so a few months. So you're doing different things in different spaces. So give us some ideas of what people can come and see and do when they're there on the 2nd of May.
We've got like a main stage, which is going to be full of live bands. But Renegade Brass Band to play the top spot. They're like a 10-piece brass band that play sort of hip-hop and funk and drum and bass. And
okay.
It should be really interesting.
Yeah.
And then Granville Sessions, a live hip-hop band.
Mm-hmm.
And then a singer called Kimberly Newell. She's a local singer. I think she's in London now. And then a local band called Empress Knights.
Yep.
So it's going to be loads of live music on the main stage.
All right.
And then we delegated sort of our J3 venue, which is our smaller venue, mm-hmm. to Verbal Remedies. They're sort of open mic sort of style, Cambridge-based talent sort of
yep. things. So is that more like a comedy type thing, stand-up?
Comedy, poetry, yep. Sort of, you know, just talent.
Okay. Spoken
stuff.
Word.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
And they've got, yeah, they've got a band as well. And then outdoors, we're going to sort of grass over the sort of car park area, turn it into a festival type vibe.
Oh, right, okay.
We've got some DJs playing outside, some Milk Two Sugars, the best DJs in Cambridge. And we've got guys from Steak and Honor coming, bringing their burger van down.
Yep,
so you can, some great food.
Yeah, have a really good burger, chill out in a nice evening, hopefully.
Yep.
Hope it doesn't rain.
Hmm.
And just listen to some good music outside. So
okay.
It should be fun. So.
All right. It does say that it does. It sounds interesting. So it was the idea that you deliberately decided you wanted to do something that encompassed lots of different things, so that you've got as many people to come and, you know, with different interests.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, because there's six of us all together apprentices, mm. and so we wanted something for all of us, because
mm-hmm.
you know it's our event. So
So
we think we'd achieve that.
So what have you learned from this experience in putting on an event? Is it a more complicated thing than people would perhaps think it would be?
A lot to think about.
There's yeah. a lot of teamwork involved, a lot of communicating with each other,
yeah.
and finding out what other people are doing.
There's a lot of logistics and organisational yeah. things. You're organising other people to turn up and making sure they know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess you have rules and things that you have to adhere to from the junction side of things, and health and safety, and you can do this and that but not that, and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, trying to push all them rules as far as we can.
Yeah. Are they I know the answer's gonna be yes because they're probably listening, but are they very supportive of you doing this? Are they,
oh yeah, completely. Yeah.
They are listening. Bye.
Brilliant. All right. It sounds really interesting, and something that people would be interested in coming to do. That weekend is a bank holiday, isn't it?
It's a bank holiday. Yeah, so ideal.
So no excuse not to be able to come down. So tell me about what time it is and how much it is.
7 till midnight, so it's all evening. £6 for tickets, so it's a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, so outside will be open from 7 till 11.
Yep.
And then there'll be music in the main bit from 8 till 12.
Okay.
And it'll close at 12.
And people can turn up on the door, or they can get their
yeah,
tickets in
you
advance?
You can turn up on the door, you can buy your tickets in advance.
You can walk about wherever you want, just yeah. enjoy everything, yeah.
Okay, all right. Junction.co.uk is the website address if you want to get your tickets in advance. You can go to the box office and buy them. Brilliant, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank
interesting
you very
to
much.
To find out about it, and good luck with the rest of your apprenticeship, and hope that they might employ you all permanently
<Thank you.
laughs>
in the future. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.